Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We hope you're ready to learn.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, I'm ready. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Two Dozen Cupcakes. Two Dozen Cupcakes. So Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, James wanted to make 2 dozen cupcakes. 2 dozen cupcakes would be 24 cupcakes altogether.
That sounds good. And learning more about this sounds good, too. Friends, here's today's Read It, and Marie can help you with it.
Susie is great at drawing. Taylor has a terrific idea. Susie can help James draw designs to decorate the cupcakes. Susie has a little time to help, and a couple minutes are better than none. Rob and Linda are eating the cupcakes. They look great. They have a purple and white design on them. They taste great, too.
So, what do you like about baking cookies? Cupcakes.
Well, I think the best part is decorating them. You can use candy, frosting, and many other things to make them look pretty.
So, how do you usually decorate these cupcakes?
Well, it depends on the time of year. Now it's February, so I would decorate my cupcakes with pink and red hearts. For Valentine's Day.
Hey, that sounds interesting. Well, we have a lot to learn, but first let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, Taylor 发现 Susie 很会画画，所以她想到了一个很好的一个主意。She has a terrific idea. 形容词 terrific 表示非常非常好的。她想要邀请 Susie 来帮忙画杯子蛋糕上面的图案。Susie can draw designs to decorate the cupcakes. 这里的 design 指图案是可数名词。不过 Susie 说她很忙。Taylor 说没关系，有几分钟总比完全没时间好。A couple of minutes 指的就是几分钟。通常 couple 是一对、一双、两个的意思。但是在口语中常常把 a couple of 用来表达几个什么东西。所以 Taylor 说的是 a couple of minutes are better than none. 句尾的 none 就是没有，一点也没有。结果 Susie 设计了紫色配白色的图案。Rob 说他非常的喜欢。I like the purple and white designs. 形容词紫色就是 purple.
That picture is very good.
Thanks. I drew it.
I have an idea. Do you have some time after work?
Yes, I have a little bit of time.
A couple of minutes are better than none.
That's true. What do you need?
Can you help James and I draw designs to decorate our cupcakes?
Sure. That sounds fun.
Taylor sees a picture on the table. The picture is very good.
Yes, it is. And Susie drew it. I didn't know she could draw.
And after Taylor sees the picture, she thinks of an idea. She wants to know if Susie has some time for something.
And Susie does have time, but only a little bit of time. Hey, a couple of minutes are better than none.Here's Christina to tell us more about this sentence.
Taylor 找 Susie 帮忙，可是 Susie 很忙，只能抽出一点时间。Taylor 回答他 ,A couple of minutes are better than none. 几分钟总比一点时间都没有好。这个句尾的 better than none 很好用，它就是总比什么都没有好的意思。你可以说Some exercise is better than none. 稍微做一点运动比完全不做好。 Two people are better than none. 两个人总比一个都没有好。Any plan is better than none. 任何的计划都比完全没有计划好。在生活的口语中，你可能会常常听到有人直接就说 better than none， 这样子也可以。
Taylor is right. A couple of minutes is better than none. Marie, can you think of another example or how to explain the word none?
Sure. Peter, look around us. How many chairs do you see?
None. There are no chairs.
Okay. Do you see any tables?
No, there are none.
Exactly. When Taylor says a couple of minutes are better than none, that means it's better than having no time at all.
Right. The word couple is also good to know. Couple means two of something.
That's right. I have a couple of dollars in my pocket. In the morning, I eat a couple of eggs.
A couple of weeks ago, I was feeling sick. So this word means two, right? But sometimes it just means about two.
That's right. And we can also say this word in another way. When we talk about a husband and wife, or a boyfriend and girlfriend, we use the word couple.
Yeah, you can say they are a happily married couple. Or are they friends or are they a couple?
In our conversation, Taylor wants Susie to help her and James draw designs to decorate their cupcakes.
Ooh, let's look at some cupcakes together. Look at the designs on these cupcakes. They have a flower design on them.
Yeah, the designs are beautiful, and they are so colorful. I really like the sprinkles on them.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and we'll talk more about this, but we need to take a short break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back to the show, everyone. So, Marie, I have a question. Can you draw?
Well, I did take some drawing lessons in high school, but I wasn't very good at it. I think I need a little more practice, though.
Yeah, I like to draw, and every time I practice getting better and better. I don't like to show other people my drawings, but it is kind of fun. Well, let's take a look at this next conversation together.
These are great cupcakes. I like the purple and white designs.
Me too. They taste terrific too.
I know. This is my second one.
How many cupcakes are left?
11.
But James and Taylor made 24.
I ate two. You ate two. Alex took three.
Susie and Taylor each ate one. That's 9 cupcakes.
Who ate the other 4?
James.
Rob and Linda eat some cupcakes. Rob likes the purple and white designs. Peter, can you think of anything that is purple?
Well, I can think of some flowers that are purple, like tulips.
Oh, yeah, tulips are beautiful. I have some purple necklaces and purple earrings at home. Friends, look around right now. Do you see anything that is purple?
Linda also likes the purple and white designs. She thinks they taste terrific, too.
They taste terrific, too.
Marie, what are you talking about? You didn't even try those cupcakes?
They taste terrific, too. Peter, don't you remember? That's today's
calendar phrase.
They taste terrific, too.
They taste terrific, too.
这些尝起来也很棒。
These cookies look great.
great.
They taste terrific, too.
The designs are nice.
They taste terrific, too.
The shapes are fun.
They taste terrific, too.
Hey, don't eat them all.
I can't help it. They taste terrific.
They taste terrific, too.
They taste terrific, too.
这些尝起来也很棒。
What a terrific calendar phrase. Let's talk more about this word, terrific. If you got an A on a test, then you did a terrific job.
Right. You can say, this was a terrific dinner, or John has a terrific idea.
Rob is on his second cupcake. Do you remember how many are left?
I remember. There are only 11 left. Hey, wait a second. James and Taylor made 24 cupcakes.
Well, Rob ate two. Linda ate two. Alex took three.
Alex took three. Hey, this is today's grammar point, and that means it's time to go to Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that someone took something, you can use this grammar point. The best way to learn is through some examples. So, what are we waiting for? First, Jack took the red shirt. Or you could also say, they took 7 cans of soda. Now it's your turn to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Alex took 3 cupcakes. He is always taking things.
I know. Well, Susie and Taylor each ate one. Christina, can you tell us more about the word each?
Susie 和 Taylor 一人吃了一个杯子蛋糕. Susie and Taylor each ate one. 动词 ate 是 eat 的过去式. 我们再来看一个例句. They each have a ticket. 他们一人有一张票. 请留意, 这里虽然讲的是他们一人一张票, 但是主词是 they. 所以动词还是要用 have, 不可以用 has. 再来看一个例子. We each draw a picture. 我们一人画了一幅图画. Henry and Chris each drive a car. Henry 和 Chris 一人开一辆车子. 注意到了吗? 这种情况下, 动词要配合的是复数的主词哦。
Thanks, Christina. Susie and Taylor each ate a cupcake. So that makes 9 cupcakes. Who ate the other 4?
I know who. It was James. He must have liked them a lot.
Yeah, he ate 4? Oh, I would feel sick after that.
I think he was pretty hungry. All right, friends, well, right now it's time to review our keywords. So let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Terrific. Terrific. This is a terrific cake.
Design. Design. I like the design of the iPhone.
Couple. Couple. I only know a couple songs.
None. None. None of us are going on the trip.
Purple. Purple. I like my purple t-shirt. All right, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
That picture is very good.
Thanks. I drew it.
I have an idea. Do you have some time after work?
Yes, I have a little bit of time.
A couple of minutes are better than none.
That's true. What do you need?
Can you help James and I draw designs to decorate our cupcakes?
Sure. That sounds fun.
These are great cupcakes. I like the purple and white designs.
Me too. They taste terrific too.
I know. This is my second one.
How many cupcakes are left?
11.
But James and Taylor made 24.
I ate two. You ate two. Alex took three.
Susie and Taylor each ate one. That's 9 cupcakes.
Who ate the other 4?
James.
Well, friends, you need a lot of things to make cupcakes. And we can see some of the things that you would need in this photo. There is a pan. And this is important because that's what you put the cupcakes in.
That's right. And these cupcake cups don't just fit in any pan. It has to be the right pan. You can also see someone pouring the batter into the cupcake cups. The batter is what makes the cupcakes.
Yeah. When we make the batter, this is the flour, butter, eggs, and everything else that you need. It looks like these cupcakes have some chocolate and honey in it, too.
Well, after the batter is made and you pour it into the muffin pan, then you put it in the oven and bake it.
So, how long should you bake these?
They should be in the oven for about 15 to 20 minutes.
But what if you don't know if they are done or not?
Well, I know a little trick. Just take a fork, open the oven, and stick the fork in the cupcake. If the fork has batter on it, then that means it's not done. If the fork is dry, then it's ready.
Oh, that's a good tip, friends. Make sure to remember that. Well, we hope you enjoy this little segment, but now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, James.
What are you doing?
I'm drawing.
What are you drawing?
I'm drawing designs for your cupcakes.
Really? Wow. Thank you, Ginger.
You're welcome. Hey, maybe we can sell cupcakes.
Wow, Ginger. That is a terrific idea.
Yeah. We can work together. You sell cupcakes, I'll take the money.
Well, let me see your designs.
Okay, take a look.
Ginger, all your designs are bananas.
I know, but they're different colors.
Yes, but they're still all bananas.
Yeah, well, I love bananas.
Oh, Ginger.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. How are you today? I'm doing well. I'm just relaxing and doing a number puzzle. Are you good with numbers? I enjoy numbers. Did you know that in English, the numbers we count with and the numbers we talk about order with are different? Let me show you. In English, when we count, we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1 apple, 2 apples, 3 children, 4 children.
But what if we want to talk about order? For example, in a race, the person who runs the fastest gets first place. First place is number one. After first place is second place. Second place is number two. What about number three? Number three is third. Then there's fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Do you hear the difference? Let's review. When we count in English, we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. When we talk about order, we say first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Practice these numbers and you will become more familiar with them.
Yay! I finished my puzzle. Numbers really are fun. Sometimes when you're learning a new language, the words for numbers might be a little hard to remember. But that's okay. The more you use them, the more you will remember them. So friends, practice, practice, practice. Thanks for visiting today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, it was fun to talk about cupcakes today. What other kind of desserts do you like to make?
Well, besides cupcakes, I also like to make cookies. My favorite things to make are chocolate chip cookies. So I make the dough, I add chocolate, and it is really delicious.
Hey, that's great. Well, when my family has a birthday, we bake the cake at home. We all take turns making that special cake, which is the dessert for our family.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And today, we hope you had a lot of fun, too. Join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.